Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Clear Channel's iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Jane Wilkins Michael Show. Better than before. An hour of beauty, health, fitness, and lifestyle advice from renowned columnist and author Jane Wilkins Michael and her guests, top experts in their fields. Join Jane's campaign to become better than before. Now, here she is, Jane Wilkins Michael.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jane Wilkins Michael Show on iHeartRadio Talk. I'm Jane. I'm coming to you live from New York City. I want to thank you so much for being with us. Well, another fabulous day in New York City. And speaking of fabulous, not only do we have a fabulous guest, but I have a fabulous producer. So please say hello to my very own fabulous Lori Houston. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Jane.
So, Lori, you know, from time to time when we have super accomplished guests on the show, I try to see how I can maybe help them become even more successful.
Of course.
For example, yeah.
When Selfless.
Tim McGraw, when Tim McGraw was on, I asked if I could be his backup singer on his tour, even though I don't really sing. because he was so gracious. He said, sure, because he probably saw how much I could really help his career, right? You got that. And when we had some pros with Dancing with the Stars on, I had heard that one of the stars had gotten sick and had to withdraw. So I volunteered to take her place, even though I don't dance. But I didn't want to leave them hanging with one less person. So.
Selfless.
Of course, I am just kidding. But seriously, our next guest is so multi-talented and has done so much that I wouldn't even know what to begin to ask for her. So, but let me break it down a little bit. She is a very beautiful Ashley Roberts. She's a singer, songwriter, dancer, choreographer, actress, model, presenter, and television personality. Now you see why I might have a little problem deciding what I could work on with her. She is a former member of the Pussycat Dolls. She's laughing in the background. And it's a group that sold more than 54 million records worldwide, which is about 54 million that I've ever sold in my lifetime. Currently, she is the host of the Emmy-winning lifestyle show First Look, which airs on more than 200 NBC-owned and affiliated stations nationwide. And each week, Ashley, who's so cute, takes us on a fun tour of the country's hottest destinations for amazing food, thrilling adventures, and crazy fun nightlife. And we don't even have to leave our chairs for that one. So, welcome to the show, Ashley. You can come on now. I still have to make my decision.
Gosh. I mean, that was an intro, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
I wish I could have you everywhere. Like, you make me feel so good.
Well, you are just, as I said, you are the cutest. And, you know, first of all, I mentioned Dancing with the Stars. And just the other week, you were actually dancing with one of the pros. And you danced like a pro yourself, which was very impressive, I must say.
I'm talking about Keo. Yeah. You know, well, listen, I've never done that style of dancing before. I have studied like jazz and tap and ballet when I was younger, but it was really fun. He had those hips, though. I was trying to get those hips down like him, and it was a good time. I really enjoyed it. That's what's so great about the show is that I get to do so many cool things. It's like a bucket list that I didn't even know I wanted to have.
Really cool. It runs here in New York at on Saturday night at 7:30, I believe. So when is it in LA? Is it, well, I guess it's 3 hours. I don't know if it's 3 hours earlier.
It runs after SNL. So we've kind of got that.
Oh, then
again,
it reruns at different times
in different states as well. So it's kind of been on at 8 p.m. It's been on at 4 p.m. It's been on late. So you can kind of catch it, and if you put on your DVR you can find it. It's a really fun show. I'm actually in the Hamptons right now shooting for an etiquette class, you know, so I'm getting told which fork to eat for my salad and how to have the right posture. So that's happening today, where like a couple weeks ago I was going to drag queen school and was Elvis in a wedding in Vegas. So you just never know.
I know. But etiquette, I could help you with. I know what fork to eat with. I do.
You do?
I, found. I found.
I'll teach.
I have found what I could do for you. There you go. But you know, Ashley, before we look at a first look and your years with the Pussycat Dolls, and also your health and beauty and fitness secrets, because rumor has it that you don't have 1 ounce of cellulite on you, which is
girl, that is a lie. Please, I remember my mom told me, she's like, one day you're gonna turn around and be like, where did that come from? And it's like, I'm 35 years old, and you know, it's just as a woman, like, we have it. I just wish men, I'm like, why do we get everything? I'm like, men just walk around in shorts and don't have any cellulite, can pee standing up. And we're like,
well, they have
to shove it all into a little bikini.
Well, you might be trying to shove it in. I don't shove it in anywhere, but no, I'm sorry. No, bikini is like, I haven't worn that since, you know, the Reagan administration. But you were born in Arizona. And you began dancing at the age of 3, right? And singing at 8.
Yeah.
And your father was a drummer for the Mamas and Papas. How cool is that?
Yeah, he drummed in and out when he was younger. He dated Mama Cass's sister. And they were on the road and lived up in Laurel Canyon. And so he kind of would take a gig here and there with him. But then he started his own band, Thornhill. And so I grew up around a lot of the arts, you know, musicians and music and creativity. So it was a very liberal household. We were able to express ourselves. And yeah, so dancing, when I wanted to get into dancing and singing and into the industry, I was fully supported, which was cool.
And your mom was a Pilates teacher. So you had the best of everything.
Yes. I mean, my mom is my little hero, that one. When we were younger, she'd be like, let's get up and let's go hike and let's, you know, be active and drink water. And she just was really a really big influence in my life to take care of myself and to live a healthy lifestyle, really. You know, again, of course, I like my drinks out with my girls, so don't get me wrong. But, you know, she really was promoting taking care of my skin and getting up and being active, which I'm so grateful for because it's really instilled in my life now as an adult as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's, my mother was ahead of her time that way, but she used to give us, and Lori knows the story, so I'm not going to really repeat it, but she used to give us raw liver juice, you know, when livers were like healthy at that point of the animals. I said, well, of all the things, because it was good for iron and vitamin B, and we used to throw it out the window because it was so disgusting. And then this was in New York City, and years later, the most beautiful tree had grown where we threw out our liver juice. So maybe she did have something there after all.
Wow, liver juice.
Yeah, it was so gross. Honestly, we never drank it, but the tree benefited, obviously. So yeah, but now you're based in LA, right? Now you're based in LA. Speaking of California Dreamin', and also in London too, or you split your time between the two?
Well, I've lived in LA since 2001, and then I was on the road with the Dolls from like 2002 to 2009, and once we split up, I kind of did some other stuff, got out of the music industry. And then I did a show over in London, and I got such a great response that I moved there and lived in London for like 4 or 5 years. And now because of First Look, this show, I've been back in the States. So yeah, I am based in LA when I'm in the States.
So we're going to go piece by piece over your career because it really is fascinating. I don't want to leave anything out, but let's start with the Pussycat Dolls, which probably was not only the most successful women's singing group, but also the hottest. And by that, I mean the best looking by far of any of the groups. So how did you get involved with them?
Well, thank you for saying that. That's very nice. I actually moved to LA to really pursue a dancing career professionally, and nobody really knew that I sang. And a friend of mine was like, there's this really cool underground group called the Pussycat Dolls that all the great female dancers work at. I was like, oh, okay. And then I heard of an audition. So I went, and I was like 19 at the time. So I couldn't really be at the clubs. So Robin Anton, who started the Dolls, really liked me. And she's like, okay, you can do one number and then you have to run back home because you're not allowed in the clubs. But she just really took a liking to me. And it was one of these things that was cool to do on like a Friday, Saturday night, instead of going to a nightclub. It was coming to the Viper Room or coming to Roxy and seeing a little burlesque singing show and have a cocktail. And celebrities started getting involved because it got such a great buzz. You know, Brittany Murphy when she was alive, Charlize Theron, Christina Aguilera, and one of them being Gwen Stefani. And when Gwen Stefani came, Jimmy Iovine, the head of Interscope Records, came to support her. And he was like, I love this. Like, I love this concept. I love this idea. And he took five of us, six on the first album, and made a pop group. And it was just like, I remember thinking, like, sitting down and with Jimmy Iovine, Ron Fair, and I was a little bit ignorant, and I didn't quite know the power that they had in the music industry. And they were like, you know, we're going to make this big. And I was like, okay. Like, we have this song, Don't Show. We're going to put Busta Rhymes on it. And I was like, Busta Rhymes? Oh, my God. And it just really went from, like, zero to 100. And in a couple days, it felt like. It just felt like it happened so fast. And all of us were then on a tour bus, you know, and planes and venues and touring around the world. It just was. I mean, and I was like, wow, this is awesome. Cause all I wanted to do is perform. And I love, you know, dancing and singing. And so I was like, this is really cool.
Yeah, and you were how long with that? How long were you with the Dolls?
Till 2009. We broke up in 2009. Actually, Lady Gaga was opening up for us in Europe and Australia, and that was our last tour.
Lady Gaga was opening up for you? I mean, how cool is that? So you knew her?
Yeah,
when?
I knew her. She was a really cool, very eccentric, but very grounded human. Actually, I really enjoyed being around her and loved to watch her perform before we went on stage. And Rihanna opened up for us. I mean, we were on the road with Christina Aguilera and the Black Eyed Peas and Britney Spears. So it was definitely a whirlwind, you know, of lots going on.
It was so wonderful. You know, she went to a private school here in New York City, the Convent of the Sacred Heart. And it was so cute that she went to her sister's graduation not that long ago. And she said she wanted to sort of she didn't want to be conspicuous, but she did come with like a fishnet stockings, you know, like no shirt.
Right.
I thought, that's so Lady Gaga.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, though, right? She lives up to her image. She was really committed to the Lady Gaga persona and who she is. And she's very passionate about what she does. I will definitely say that.
And she has a very good voice too. She has a really beautiful singing voice.
Yeah. She's very talented, very talented. She's an amazing songwriter, singer, artist.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's, well, as are you, Ashley, as are
oh,
you.
Oh, goodness.
Now, in 2000, I'm reading your whole life story here. You competed, and you just mentioned that you were in London on a show. Is that the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Was that the show you were on?
Yeah.
In London?
Yes.
And you were runner-up. You were runner-up in one of the closest ever reality show finales. It was sort of like the Trump-Clinton election.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
we'll
God.
Go into that topic, because that's a whole other show, right?
But yeah.
I always thought, you know, when I watch Survivor here, and I always see that, you know, when they go into the jungle or wherever they're going, and they're, you know, they're eating bugs and worms and everything. And they must have like a film crew that's there, right, eating normal food, right? So don't they ever feel sorry for you and kind of give you stuff like sunblock?
Right. I mean, I wish. It was definitely, you know, that show, especially over in the UK, has been around for many seasons. So they've really got it set up properly to really give you the full real experience. I mean, when you're inside the camp, there's no crew around you. There are some hidden behind certain like rocks or something that they put in there to put cameras behind it. But, you know, you're really isolated. You are there with, it was 12 camp members, and you are cooking your food over a fire that's been rationed. You're having to boil your water, you're showering in a waterfall. And when you go to do tasks, which that's how you bring back food to the camp. So you go off and you do mine. My first one was in a train that had snakes and rats and fish guts that I had to jump into. I mean, it was awful. But if you do it and you get all your stars, you come back and bring food to the camp. And that's like something you really want to do because people are hungry and you don't realize how much you really rely on food to make you feel good and happy. And but then
what kind of food
get,
though,
like,
do you bring? Where's the thing that you get it from?
Well, okay, so you sit at camp, and as soon as the sun goes down, a bag is like shimmied on a rope down to the center, and then you have to bring it down. And it's usually like wallaby. It has to be something that's in the jungle. So it would be like, yeah, wallaby. What else? Would be kangaroo and gator stuff. And so it was an interesting time. You know, it definitely proved to me that I was stronger than I thought, because I really didn't think I'd be able to handle it, and I got through it, and I made some amazing friendships, and I did some outrageous things that I never thought I would do, and I don't think I would never do it again, but it is quite the experience. You really kind of have a different perspective on life and what you value, what you take for granted.
I don't want to do that, so don't even ask me, please. even if there's an opportunity, don't even give them my name. That's one thing I don't want to do. Please.
It's not the funnest time. I will definitely say that.
How long are you on the island for? Where was this that you were?
So it's shot in off the jungle in Brisbane. So it's in Australia, and I was in there for three and a half weeks.
Oh, that's like forever. I'd rather be
it
at a spa.
It felt like forever. Girl, I know. You know what? I definitely would take the spa now over the jungle, for sure.
No jungle for me. Do you have like insect repellent? Do they take care of you? I mean, what happens if someone gets sick? Do they have like someone on?
Yeah, there is a medical a medical person, you know, that's there just in case something really does go wrong and they need you. But they give you the sunblock, and the stuff they give you is organic because they don't want to harm any of the natural setting, you know, of the jungle. So sometimes you're like, oh, I love the organic. But when you've got like no forearm, because I had so many bites on my forearm, I was like, give me the good stuff.
Yeah, give me whatever that is that we shouldn't be using. Yeah. The teacher, whatever that is. Now, the next time, then you released your first solo single, right? Yesterday, called, not yesterday, yesterday, but it was in 2012, called Yesterday, right?
Yes. that song, I forgot. Yeah, Yesterday. It was my little song that I'd come out with, you know, after the Dolls. And it was a big thing for me personally, just because I really wanted to do it for myself, you know, coming out of the Dolls and being able to do a song. And I did it with Bo Dozier, who's a producer. And yes, I sing Yesterday.
Well, that's so cool to have your own. See, I don't have my own record. That's why I wanted Tim McGraw, because I don't have my own. Nobody wants
there
me.
Go.
So. Maybe somebody, next time, Ashley, if you're in the mood, you know, if you need a backup singer, I'm there. Maybe that's
some background vocals for me.
Of course I will. I remember, it was just a very brief story. I remember telling my children when they were growing up that I used to sing, for whatever reason, backup for Santana. So I don't know why I picked that one. And
what?
I mean, I never did, of course. That was just a story because they love Santana. I said, well, you know, mom used to say. So we're in the car once, and I'm driving all these little kids around, and the Santana song comes on, right? And all of a sudden there's a hush in the car. And one of them goes, Lisey, that's my daughter, Lisey, your mom. Whew, I'm a star, right? It was so funny. I said, anyway, so never really had a chance in real life. Now, Ashley, you also became, which I think is really super cool, a judge for Dancing on Ice. Then they had Olympic skaters, right? Olympic skaters dancing.
It would be almost like their version of Dancing with the Stars on ice. So there was pros, and then there was celebrity. So one celebrity was a professional gymnast. There was an actor. You know, there was a little thing all across. Everything across the board. And I mean, they were some brave souls, I'll tell you that, because, you know, some of that stuff, that ice is not forgiving. And they were doing lifts and learning how to ice skate. And it was quite cool and crazy. But I did become a judge on that after the jungle, and my role really was to critique the dancing part of it, you know, how their technique was and their performance and their engagement to the music. Cause I, you know, I wasn't an ice skater. So mine was coming more from the dancer side of it.
Oh, but I think that's just so cool. You know, I always watch the Olympics and the judges, and, you know, after watching the athletes do like an inhuman feat, just the feat that I don't think a regular, normal, nobody else can do, they give them like a 5. You know, I can't even walk on a balance beam, walk on it, let alone do a, because I think I'm going to fall off and break my neck. Now we're talking like an inch off the ground, but they do like a triple backflip and they give them a 5. I mean, I'd give everyone 10 and say, you know, you're great.
Yeah, you're doing amazing.
You're doing amazing.
It is tough to judge. I mean, you know, but I guess I was coming more from the dancer side of things. So I was like seeing if they were committed to the music and trying to give it their all. But I do, I'm telling you, at the end of the day, I was like, wow, high five to them, because it takes some balls to do that.
Right. No, that's not easy. And I don't skate either, just so you know, in case you were thinking. That's another one of the things.
Oh, yeah. I do like to ski, actually. That is, I do enjoy that.
I don't skate. I don't ski. I don't do the sports. Not that kind of stuff.
Sports in general or the winter ones?
No, those. The winter ones. No.
Yeah.
I don't like to slip.
Like
no ice skating. Yeah, I like gym. I like working out. But no sports, thank you. Even though Lori and I kid that I'm, you know, want to do the Red Bull cliff diving championships with her, and she goes, no, that's okay, it's all right. And they go to all over the world and jump off cliffs, and I kid that I'm gonna drag her with me, but we're still here, so obviously nobody's taking the bait. least of all Lori. Now, when you came back, so now we're back here in America, and you have more albums, Butterfly Effect, and then you have another single, Woman Up, right? So you've done much of that.
Butterfly Effect was actually released in the UK. So I wrote and sang on that at Metropolis, which is in Chiswick in London, and it's an amazing recording studio. I mean, so many big people have gone through there. Freddie Mercury actually sang his last note there. So it's just a really cool space to create and be in. And I released that a couple of years ago in the UK, and Woman Up was one of my singles, which is, Woman Up is just like a really good female empowerment, like, song, you know, where they're always like, man up. It was like, woman up, like, be a woman, kick some butt. Awesome.
I like that. You know, I went to a gym class recently and they called us all sassy bitches. And I thought, wow, that's really cool.
Hey, yeah.
I like that.
Sassy bitches.
Right?
Yeah.
Sassy bitches. So now we are leading up to, I mean, I could talk to you all day, but, you know, unfortunately you are filming a show and you don't have all day. So they're taping a show. So we are now going to talk about First Look, which is, as I said, it's so, so, so cool. And I know that you were dancing also in the show that I just watched, was the, with the subway, entertainers, and only in New York City can you go on a subway, which, for everyone who's not in New York City and doesn't know, is probably one of the filthiest, dirtiest ways to, I mean, it's just crowded and it's awful. If there was any other way, I, you know, and not as this, it's the fastest, let's put it that way. But get on the subway, and sometimes these incredible entertainers, I had this like Frank Sinatra crooner on. I thought, whoa, this is like a New York subway. This is kind of cool. But these dancers were really talented, and you were right up there with them, not in the subway, but you were dancing with them, which is cool.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the energy that these kids had and the positivity that they had about just really doing what they love to do. And they hadn't been trained, you know, this is all like moves that they had come up with and that they do together. And that's what I love about it. It was really free form. It wasn't like where I've been taught, you know, to dance and choreograph to a certain way. They were just really about like, feel the music, you know, get into the music and have fun. And they were just really a really vibrational group of people to be around. It was really cool.
Do you have one favorite of all the segments you've done? I hate to put you on the spot, but is there like one that stands out that you just love so much?
I mean, I really get to do a lot of amazing things with this show. It's so cool. The one that I just, I really had a really good time doing was I was Elvis, tiny. I was Elvis in a wedding.
Right, you mentioned
Vegas.
That. And, how cool.
Yeah, and I just had such a giggle. Like the real Elvis that, you know, he owns the chapel and he marries the couples. He just was really awesome, a really cool guy. And we just got on so well. And I love dressing up and being silly. Like, you know, some of my role models growing up were definitely Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, Paul Abdul, anybody that sang and danced, but also Chris Farley, Goldie Hawn, Mike Myers, like any of the old school comedians. And so when I get to put on something like that, I kind of get to relive like my childhood silliness of just having fun. And I enjoyed it so much. I was like, I would love to do this, like get to dress up in silly outfits and become fun little characters. So I think that one stands out right now. I've gotten to do so many cool things. Irish dancing was really cool. We went to Bermuda. I mean, Bermuda in general. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful.
We've run out of bio things. I mean, the songwriter, dancer, choreographer, actress, model, presenter, television personality. And we don't have room for too much more because then your intro would be the entire show. So unfortunately, we have to cut it back a little bit. So comedy, we'll have to see how we can put out a few more things, but you do so much. And again, the show is really, really cool. Called First Look. So let's change gears for a minute because to go to your health, beauty and fitness. Beauty-wise, I read that you became the Garnier's self-tan spokesmodel, and also speaking of sunblock, the Amber Soleil's number one streak bronzer campaign, no streak bronzer campaign, which I guess you don't need sun for that one, right? You could be inside
right.
And use that one. So and you're also, now I don't know if this is current, you're spokesperson for the BBC's new healthy eating initiative, the Microbit survey, which involves schools across the UK. Mm-hmm. Is that something you're doing now?
That's something I did about 2 months ago. It was a really cool survey just to really get into the kids' minds and what they're eating and to have them hopefully be honest about what they're putting into their body. And I just, you know, again, I grew up dancing. My mom was really a great role model for health and fitness. And I try to live myself that way. I do try to have a balance. You know, listen, if you want a cookie, you want a piece of pizza, like you got to live. But I feel better in life when I'm putting good food into my body, when I'm putting good fuel in. And so I try to maintain an active lifestyle, and BBC reached out to me to be a part of that. And I thought it was a really cool thing and something that I know when I have children one day, I want them to be educated on. So that was, it was a cool thing to be a part of.
That's very cool. For sure. And I think the more you can get, children and parents, for the most part, to have their children eat better, I think that will solve a lot of the problems that and the diseases that a lot of kids are getting earlier and earlier because of their miserable diets that they have. So
yeah.
I think that's incredibly, incredibly important. Now, you also, I'm sure doing a show must be stressful. You know, I'm stressed out from doing this show and I don't even have to comb my hair, but you have to look a certain, you know, you're on television, which is not forgiving. And although it's very kind to you because you look fabulous, as I said, but how do you sort of prepare yourself for doing television, which is, I would think is incredibly stressful.
My mom was really about, you know, chugging the water, the H2O, like, you know, hydrate yourself and cleanse with water. And so that's something that I've stuck with forever. I mean, I rarely drink a juice that's like from a store-bought thing, unless it's been, you know, freshly juiced and I know it's come from the actual vegetable or fruit, then I'll drink it. But otherwise, I really try to not have sugary drinks and all that crap, because it ends up going into your body and manifesting in ways that aren't good on the skin. So that's definitely a big way to prep, is drinking water. And again, just the balance of life, you know. Sometimes I have cheat meals and stuff, but I really do try to maintain an active lifestyle. And I think that just helps for every day, which then helps me be prepared for a show that might happen or, you know, event that might come up, so that I keep it balanced and And I do take care of my skin. I really do. I have a regimen of, you know, washing before I go to bed and a little exfoliant and some moisturizer. And I'm diligent with that because it makes a difference. And I like how I feel when I can look in the mirror and be like, okay, I'm taking care of myself. My skin's looking all right. You know, as women, we deal with stuff anyways. It's the time of the month. You're like, oh God, there's a creeper. That you have no control over. But, you know, yeah.
Or you could just make it. I always say my tip is make it brown and say it's a beauty mark, right?
Oh, hey, that's a good way to go.
Right. They think you're
little
like
Cindy Crawford vibes.
Yeah, Madonna or Cindy Crawford. And you also travel a lot, which means that you're I get exhausted going from 61st to 62nd Street, but, you know, you're flying all over the place doing the show. So I would think you would, I think you have to, you know, get yourself remain healthy just to keep up with all the travel. And now you said you're in the Hamptons and you go to California. I mean, it's a lot of travel involved.
Yeah. I do feel definitely like a gypsy over the last couple of years. I've been on the road and trains and planes. And again, it's just, you know, making sure you remain as balanced as you can.
Do you meditate?
Really helps.
Do you meditate? Or?
I do. Yeah, I do actually. When I left the group, the Dolls in 2009, I kind of turned around and I was like, whoa, okay, life. Like, I would look in the mirror. I just didn't quite recognize myself. I was like, who am I? You know, I've been kind of in this bubble of this pop group and traveling. And I looked to this, I've met this woman, Crystal Hughes, who's an amazing life coach. And, she introduced me to meditation, to yoga, to this guru Amma, where she's a hugging guru. And it just kind of, it really resonated with me. I was like, this feels good. This feels right. I feel kind of grounded and centered in my body. And it helps. I try to do it every morning. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I'm like, well, okay, I'm going to sleep an extra half hour, but I really try to set up my morning, even if it's 5 minutes, just to kind of really check in with myself and ground in and get centered and align with, you know, my intention for the day. You know, I try my best. It's definitely helps me for sure. It resonates with me. And I really think that it helps.
It's all about mindfulness, you know, being in the moment, not thinking, because you have so much going on that if you let yourself go all over the place, you wouldn't, you have to focus on the task at hand. For example, now you're in East Hampton. I wish I were, I'm in New York City. I'm not in East Hampton or in the Hamptons, I guess. And I can't help you. I'm sorry. Whatever you're doing. I can't come out there immediately. It's a couple of hours, and I don't know if I could come out naked by the time you finish. So, but I'll be there if you ever want me. Just give me a call, and I'll come running out and do whatever you need me to do. So,
I mean, amazing. Thank you.
There you go. I found it. I found my whatever I want to do. I will be your aid. So, where can we all find you? Where can listeners find you? Except for tuning in, obviously tuning in on the shore. I mean, where do you have a website or do you just?
Yeah, I'm on social media. So I do Instagram and Snapchat, and I do have a website that's I'm Ashley Roberts. My Instagram is I am Ashley Roberts. I had to dig deep for these. You know what I mean? I had to really like dig deep and find these names. And then I'm joking, by the way. And then my Snapchat is IB Ashley, but the eye is spelled like your eyeball, like you're watching. Cause you know, Ashley Roberts is quite a common name. I do have to say, I've had a hard time sometimes finding just my name on social media platforms, but yeah, so I'm on social media. You can obviously find, you know, First Look is online and yeah.
But you are so unique. And everyone who looks for Ashley Roberts, you are so unique. And look for all of your talents, and they will be all over the. Okay. You Google them, and you'll have like 100,000 pages. So I'm sure we will know where to find you. And you are just the sweetest. And thank you so much for being with us today. It was a really pleasure.
You.
And actually, my producer says, you know, she's just so lovely. She just told me, and lovely you are. So
thank you so much.
We can finish our conversation. There's so much that we haven't gotten to, but so next time you're always welcome to come back and share your newest, whatever you're doing. And I'm very happy to give you a forum to discuss the other one, the other million things that you'll be doing probably by next week. So come on back.
So I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, for sure. That's our show, everyone. Thank you so much, Ashley, once again. And thank you, my Lori, as always. And thank you all for listening. This is Jane Wolfitz Michael. I will see you next week. Until then, be wise, be well, be better than before.
Have a question for Jane and want to be on the next Better Than Before show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. The Jane Wilkins Michael Show is brought to you by Express Scripts and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channels, iHeartRadio, and bmajor.org. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.